Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I believe that the following past few years have taken a number of years off many of our lifespans. Along with our mental wellness suffering due to COVID epidemics, supply chain disruptions, outrageous consumer product price increases and the inability of our elected and or coalition governments to control these factors are stressful obstacle courses that we had to endure. Some more than others. Are these market goods high price increases due to 2 years of COVID profit losses and what other markets lost or due to world political disruptions by rogue countries? If they are a COVID recoup, I doubt very much prices will come down as fast as they went up. It seems it's too hard for either government or the markets to get their hands out of our pockets. I call it artificial inflation. As we have seen in past history, it is documented that whenever there are short-term world disruptions, whether weather-related, supply chain disruptions, wars, as examples, there are consequences that affect the whole world in some way. Increasing prices beyond necessity is one. This is just one example from a food store in Aurelia that many of us buy from for our food basics. I like fish, sole, cod, haddock. I used to buy these frozen fish fillets in a package that usually had 6 or 7 nice fillets. The cost was $10. I noticed in the past day the same $10 package is now $15.01, a 50% increase. Give us a break. How in the world does this grocery store and the others out there who charge even more for the same product even justify that kind of increase? Is it the producer or seller that's upping the price? Look at all the grocery chains and the profits they made during past years as an example. Addressing our concerns about the gouging behavior by retail stores, and not just grocery stores and other mainstay department stores, needs to be a public practice to show these indiscriminate, profiteering gougers that people are watching them. Email the product company and food chain store CEOs. Email your provincial government representative about price gouging practices if noticed. Didn't they say it's wrong and will do something about this kind of gouging practice? Ray Koppelsiv Breakin.